This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to make the historic step of appointing a woman to head the Pentagon for the first time. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Good morning.
The president-elect and his wife, Jill Biden, took a bike ride through Delaware's Cape Henlopen State Park Saturday morning, along with their Secret Service detail. Reporters along the route managed to get one question in.
Are you any closer to making a cabinet decision?
Yes.
U.S. officials and political insiders say Secretary of Defense may be one position that's close, and it's likely to go to Michelle Flournoy. She is a Pentagon veteran, having served multiple roles beginning in the 1990s, most recently as the Undersecretary for Policy from 2009 to 2012. She's considered a political moderate, which would likely ensure wide bipartisan support in a position that requires Senate confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The number of people in the United States infected with the coronavirus has reached new highs. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the number of confirmed cases soared to 184,514 on Friday, and the seven-day rolling average for virus-related deaths reported each day in the U.S. rose to 1,047 on Friday. That's up 26% from what it had been 2 weeks earlier. During that same two-week period, the positivity rate in the U.S. jumped from 6.4 to 9.6%, a 50% increase. I'm Mike Hempen.
As Tropical Storm Iota barrels toward Central America, eight people were killed or reported missing in a landslide in Guatemala on Saturday. Central America is still recovering from the devastation wrought by Hurricane Eta 2 weeks ago. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN aid agencies report Ethiopia's northern Tigray province is in a worsening humanitarian crisis as fighting intensifies and thousands continue to flee neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says humanitarian aid to more than 2 million people in the region has been disrupted. It says security concerns are preventing food, health supplies, and other relief from being delivered. Aid agencies say general living and operating conditions inside Tigray are becoming more difficult. They report power outages and say food and fuel supplies are becoming increasingly scarce. In addition, communications have been cut off, creating an information blackout. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Armenians are setting fire to their homes ahead of a handover to Azerbaijani forces in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Reuters reporters saw six houses on fire in this small village bordering Nagorno-Karabakh. Armenians are resorting to burning their own homes ahead of a handover of the territory to Azerbaijan under a peace deal brokered by Russia. It follows 6 weeks of fighting between ethnic Armenian forces and Azeri troops over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh and its surrounding areas. It is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but has been controlled by ethnic Armenians since a war in the 1990s. On Sunday, the Azeris will return and take back control of the area and what's left of the homes.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. More than 200 migrants rescued by Open Arms were transferred on Saturday from the charity vessel to another boat for a mandatory quarantine period. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The 253 migrants, including women and children, were moved to a ferry off the Sicilian port of Trapani. They were rescued by Open Arms after the dinghy began to sink off the coast of Libya on Wednesday. At least six people lost their lives in the shipwreck, including a six-month-old child. Italy is the primary route for migrants departing mostly from Tunisia and Libya to reach Europe. Some 30,800 people have arrived so far in 2020, with numbers picking up again after years of decline, marked by an Italian-led effort to disrupt smuggling networks.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.